from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So we were talking about Tom Brady and how Schefter was intimating that maybe Brady would not come back to the Patriots and would not retire and would want to go find a new team following this season. Tom Brady has a quote about his contract ending after this season, and he says, quote, "I don't know what the future holds."
What a mystic.
He's retired prematurely.
He is a Van Morrison song.
All right, so coming up momentarily, we are going to have disgraced former NBA official Tim Donaghy on. I've been looking real hard to find somebody to have on the air that really will confirm what I think is that the Mavericks got jobbed in the 2006 finals when Bennett Salvatore and that crap bottom-feeding catfish referee staff enabled him to go to the free throw line 7,000 times. And I think Donaghy's the guy to do it.
We're looking to crank up the integrity of the show. So we have Tim, yep. And then we're going to follow that up with Jose Canseco.
Yeah, and I think Tim might, I don't know if he's in prison, has been in prison, is out of prison. I don't know if he's ever allowed to officiate any basketball game on any level ever again.
What if they brought him back?
But we are
we're all about second chances.
Hey, we're all about transparency. Hey, yeah. He did some crazy stuff. Speaking of crazy stuff, yeah, guess who's back? The NFL power rankings are back. Now,
oh, yeah.
You could use any NFL power rankings. There's a million of them out there.
I use all of them.
I like the ones that have 80 people on them.
Thank you. Giant sample sizes. That's why I like to use the ESPN power rankings, because they have 80 writers, editors, and TV personalities that make up kind of a large sample size.
Right.
Because you can't really conclude anything from a tiny sample size.
No.
What type of archaic, antiquated industry would ever rely on tiny sample sizes for anything?
Can you imagine making major decisions based on that?
Right.
It's crazy.
I mean, that's crazy. Yep. That's just crazy.
Don't look at the whole thing.
Right.
Let's I love that. It's funny.
So this is kind of a larger sample size. 80 people. We'll take that over one person.
He's a respected journalist.
Thank you very much, Dick.
I mean,
get Vitale. Guys like Dan Wetzel.
Yeah. Vitale. Guys, number one in the power rankings. Still. Number one, the New England Patriots of New England. They dismantled the Jets. They made Sam Darnold see ghosts. They are really good at footballing. They're still number one.
I had them at five. They dropped in my power rankings. They started the year at number one, didn't they?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
They were the Super Bowl champions, Ken.
Ben predicted the wire-to-wire number one power ranking year for the Pats.
Yep. Still undefeated, too.
We'll see when the Cowboys beat them, bro.
Okay, bro. Let's see. Who do you guys think is number two? Who does number two work for?
Baltimore.
Are you being serious? You're the football guy. I'd like for you to add a little credibility to this.
Baltimore's six.
I wonder then if it would be...
Spoiler alert.
Oh, it's got to be the Niners.
I will say that it is the Saints.
KT, back to being the football guy on the presentation. New Orleans Saints are number two.
Can he continue this?
San Francisco is number three, even though they're undefeated. They're behind the Saints, who do have one loss. So it also, you know, the feature of this week's Power Rankings on ESPN are new goals for every team, if every team does have a new goal, all right, which is, this is crap, because, oh, crap. The Patriots, their goal is Super Bowl title. The Saints.
Well, good for them.
Their goal is Super Bowl or bust.
So they're the other one.
The San Francisco 49ers winning the NFC West.
Okay.
They all of a sudden, man, they plummeted for them.
The world is out of contact.
Yeah. Who is number four?
All right, get everybody in here. What should the goal be? You know, I'm going to go with a surprise sneak attack from behind for number four.
Oh, oh, oh.
I think it's the pack.
Okay.
Surprise, mother.
I also think that it's the pack, Ben.
No, I picked them, you jerk.
You have to pick someone else.
Yeah.
I have to?
Yeah.
You can't just piggyback on my pack.
It's the Saints, 49ers. The Vikings lost to the Packers, so it would not be them.
Who's in the NFL?
The Ravens did get an impressive win to go to 5-2.
A good football guy would probably go with the pack.
I truly think it's the Packers, but I'll say...
No, don't hedge your
bets. You can't do that. You can't just bet. Wow. You can't guess what skin says.
Holy backtrack.
Just for fun, I'll say the Cowboys.
That is incorrect. Skin, great job. It is the Packers. KT. Good job, Skin.
Thank you. I'm idiot, the football KT. Guy. KT is...
Wow, you've fallen off. You didn't think it was the Packers?
Well, I'm just... My mind's been on the pregame show I'll be doing tonight out there on the plaza.
Having the time of his life. Yeah. All right. It brings us to number five.
KT thinks it's Philly.
Number five, Ben. To me, it's going to be the red-hot Minnesota Vikings.
I think it probably will be too.
Oh, I can't pick someone else.
Goober. Well, I can do what I want, but I'm going to pick Buffalo. Oh, no. I'm going to pick the Colts.
Seriously?
Yep.
You guys are forgetting a really good team.
Like the Chiefs, maybe?
Oh, Chippin! Yeah.
Yes.
I thought they got pulled out of the league because Mahomes got hurt.
So the Matt Moore team just gets to. What's stay the in the deal? Top five?
What's the deal, Kevin? Can you believe this
Didn't
atrocity?
You hear Mahomes is practicing today?
Those are reports, and it looks like Mahomes versus Rodgers could be on again for Sunday night.
I heard that because Andy Reid ran a hurt Mahomes into the ground, that now they've,
like
dropped,
Andy Reid.
They've dropped to 12.
Here's you guys like to guess at what ESPN said Kansas City's recalibrated expectation is?
Oh, to get Mahomes healthy.
Their biggest goal right now, their team goal.
They want to win the Super Bowl.
Yes!
Yes!
That's right. Can you believe that?
What a shock.
That's their goal.
I want to meet the teams whose goal is to not win the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah. Number six is the Baltimore Ravens. Number seven. This is tricky. You guys got to get these two right.
Houston.
No.
Nope.
The Colts.
Nope.
We did Baltimore, didn't we?
The Vikings.
Minnesota.
Minnesota's eight.
Oh, Seattle's in front of them.
That's right. Skin's the football guy. Okay. Seattle comes in at number seven.
Take that.
Their recalibrated expectation, just win the NFC West. Minnesota's recalibrated expectation, compete for the NFC North crown.
Why do they not want to go to the Super Bowl?
I don't know. It's not their goal.
See, that's why they're losers. Losers stay down.
Baby steps. And the breaking news on that front is that Adam Thielen will not play tomorrow night against
losers
the Redskins.
Losers stay down.
Wow.
So I'm trying to eat some peanuts. What? It's really a bad strategy.
Uh-huh.
I've got them in my hand. I've already got some in my hand ready to eat these, and I'm waiting for a long answer.
Right.
I'm just and there's not enough time for this.
No.
How am I going to have time to eat peanuts and run a segment?
I really
what the
don't
hell?
Care about Charlie Brown too much, but I love this song. Turn it up, Brendan. Puts me in such a good mood.
Having some peanuts and I'm eating them. Having some peanuts.
Na-na-na-na.
Having some peanuts and I'm eating them. Having some peanuts.
This would be a great time.
Having some peanuts.
Having some nuts.
Eating having some nuts.
Sir.
Having some nuts.
Way different climate.
Yeah. So you're saying that right now in between picks, you're just storing the nuts in your hand and then...
Yeah. I was holding them in my hand. I just ate some. Who do you guys have at number nine?
Okay, is this where the big Colts pick comes
from? The Colts.
Give me the Colts, Ben.
Kevin,
is it the Colts?
Are you going with his guess again?
Oh, he's the
come on,
Kevin. Colts just beat the Texans.
That's right.
The Texans oddly took a safety because they thought they'd have a better chance being down by seven than being down by
you
five.
You and the Texans are fantastic.
Thanks for updating us on the Colts score from 3 days ago.
The Bears, I don't think it's going to be the Bears. Yeah, I'm going to say it's the Bills, Ben.
Man, keep saying all the...
Oh! Oh, KT, well done. All right, Cole, this is MF Beasley and the Buffalo Bills of Buffalo.
This is stupid. This is a team that can't score, and they're somehow what? They're 9? Did anybody see that aerial show the Colts put on Sunday for that game that KT just recapped? Come on, bros. Y'all suck.
I heard Rodney Harrison say that that Jacoby Brissett's the best quarterback in the NFL right now.
See? I mean, that guy's always spitting real fire.
Recalibrated expectations for the Buffalo Bills to make the playoffs.
Score some points.
No. Their recalibrated expectation is to score a touchdown.
Number 10.
The Colts.
Kevin?
10 to me. If it was just the Bills, they're going to go back to the NFC, Ben. It's going to be the Carolina Panthers or Sharp Teeth and Claws.
Nope. Number 10 is the Houston Texans.
Wait, the Texans are ahead of the Colts?
That just tanned their hide?
Yeah.
Yep. With sharp teeth and claws?
Yep.
And
you heard me. Number 11?
You heard me.
Pretty good text first, Ben. Almost lost a listener with all that shippy talk. But that, that peanut song totally redeemed it, though. Back in.
That's one of those classics. You just lost a listener but gained a lover.
Okay. So 11. He says Colts?
I mean, I'm going to say Colts every time until they get it right.
I'm saying Bears.
Both of you are dumbasses.
Yeah. Shippy?
Yep.
It's the Rams.
I knew it.
Oh, yeah. They're in the league.
Yep.
Rams still? Yeah, I guess.
Number 12.
Who have we named?
The Panthers.
Yeah, let me give you the power rankings to this point. Here are the power rankings from ESPN's 80-person panel.
With their expectation.
New England Patriots, their expectation is Super Bowl title.
Okay.
The New Orleans Saints, their recalibrated expectation, Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay.
San Francisco, third, win the NFC West.
They're undefeated. Pretty they should go for it all.
No. They need to lower their expectations, Kevin. They need to win the West.
They just traded a third and a fourth for Emmanuel Sanders.
Hey, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's win the West.
When did they recalibrate this? Before or after that trade?
Guys, kill all the Super Bowl talk. We got to win the West.
I mean, I think the problem is they have the 80-person panel, but only one of them cares about this, and he's not very good. They're out of ideas. Number 4, the Green Bay Packers win the NFC. Number 5, the Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl title.
Oh, so they have bigger expectations than those higher.
So they
want to
win
power.
The NFC, and then they don't care about the Super Bowl.
Yeah. 6, Ravens contend for an AFC title. 7, Seahawks win the NFC West. Okay. Minnesota, 8, compete for the NFC North crown.
Okay, just kind of be in the mix.
9, Buffalo Bills make the playoffs.
Their expectation is to try to sell out more home games.
Texans, a second straight division title.
Okay.
11 is the Rams, and their expectation is to keep their playoff streak alive.
Okay.
God.
And then who do you guys have at number 12?
Cowboys.
Not the Colts?
I've given up on them. I forgot
it's
everything.
The Panthers.
Cowboys are higher than the Panthers, and the Colts are next.
I'm going to go and say that our football guy is right again. Skin gets it right. Dallas Cowboys are 12. Their recalibrated expectation is just to win the NFC East.
Oh, well.
It's all they care about.
Yep. NFC East or bust, guys.
Now, these parts are good because it's usually Todd Archer who writes it, and it is again. It says, getting a read on the Cowboys is difficult after they opened with 3 consecutive wins, then lost 3 in a row. They were dominant against Philly, but are they a true contender? The remaining schedule is difficult, but this should be a playoff team. If the Cowboys continue to play like they did against the Eagles, then they could be a Super Bowl contender. Until this team can show the ability to handle success and not sniff themselves, as Dak Prescott referenced, it's difficult to write that down and pin. What helps is the NFC East is struggling at the moment, and the Cowboys look to be the best in the division.
Yes. Well, now that they've met their expectations, what, just everybody go home?
Yep. How about number 13?
Colts.
Panthers.
Skin is right again. It's the Colts at 13 and the Panthers at 14.
Download my football podcast. Who's the best?
All right. Then you got a bunch
of pigskin.
Yeah, I'm going to go all the way to the back. Let's go all the way to the back just how you guys like it. And let's.
There's a lot of racket in the back there, huh?
Thanks, coach. Can you guys guess who the worst team in the power rankings is?
The Dolphins.
Yes, Skin, the football guy. Who's the next worst team?
Take a lap, KT.
Bengals.
Bengals. KT recovers.
Take a lap, me.
And then who?
Go ahead, Skin. Your turn.
I'll take the Skins.
Yes! On fire, then.
KT Jets. Loves this backdoor action.
The Jets.
Nope, not the Jets.
What? What an idiot.
Not the Jets.
It's the Atlanta Falcons.
Skin is on fire. It is. The Falcons come in at 29.
Go take a second lap, son.
Yep, take a lap.
I'm going to take a lap.
All right, there it is. The NFL Power Rankings Wednesday staple. Coming up next, another Wednesday staple, Tim Donaghy. Former NBA official who's been disgraced. Finally joins us next. Before we get to that, I want to talk about the Windstar World Casino and Resort.
That's the sponsor? Yep, yep. Come on.
They didn't know. It's not their fault.
Why, thank you, Shippy. It's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. I very much look forward to catching up with the G-Bag Nation today and seeing what everything is all about with those fine boys, what they have going on their show. I believe they're on the road. And so we will try to find out where they are coming up here in 20 minutes. But joining us now on the buyersafety.com hotline.
Oh, a phone is ringing.
105.3 The Phone. I know when that he is an infamous figure in the history of the NBA, and there is an upcoming film about his basketball betting scandal. The film's going to be released nationally this Friday, November the 1st. Or that's next Friday, November the 1st. Give it up for Tim Donaghy. How we doing, Tim?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. When we were on an old station, our old partner that we used to work with, Randy Galloway, would have you on frequently because he loved all the juice of the scandal. And here in Dallas, obviously, the way people feel about the Mavs Heat series and all this and that. So you really kind of, just to be honest, you've fallen off my radar. What have you been doing the last 5 or 6 years? Did you serve prison time? What exactly has your life been like?
I did. I served 15 months in a federal prison. I got out. I got involved in doing some things with real estate, also a website called refpicks.com, which is a website for consulting people who are involved in gambling. And, you know, right now we have the movie coming out about the whole scandal. It's called Inside Game. And Scott Wolf plays Tommy Martino, who was the one that sat with the screenwriters and gave them all the information and did a great job at giving them the story that they made into a big Hollywood movie. His cousin, Paul Martino, was a venture capitalist out of Silicon Valley, and he was the one that financed the whole thing. So we're excited for it to hit the big screen because we feel like it has a great message that talks about all the choices that we made and how those poor choices not only affected us, but the people we love the most, and that's our family. And hopefully people won't do the dumb and stupid things that we did.
Okay, so is that Eric Mabus playing you, Mabius?
Eric Mabius plays myself, and Will Sasa plays James Baba Batista, who was the guy that was connected to organized crime and the bookie and the money mover in the whole thing. And I tell you what, it is a great movie. All the actors do a great job, but Will Sasa, in my mind, knocks it out of the ballpark, and I think he definitely should get or will get some type of Academy Award for his performance.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Okay, hey, I got to ask you this. We're talking to former NBA official Tim Donaghy. Okay, so the 2006 finals were fixed, right? Because Dwayne Wade shot 75 billion free throws. I'm still pissed off about it. I think you had Mark Cuban there on the sideline, who we had in studio today for an hour. But you had him on the sideline yelling at officials, you know, demanding reform. And maybe it's human nature. Maybe it's guys twisting their mustache thinking, oh, Dwayne Wade's the next star of the NBA. Let's put him on the free throw line a million times. I think the Mavericks got jobbed. Am I, in your opinion, is that okay for me to feel that way?
100%. I mean, when you talk about Mark Cuban, he was very vocal. He had problems with Ed Rush, who was the supervisor officials at the time. Ed Rush discussed this with us as referees. Anytime we got the opportunity, you know, we stuck it to Mark Cuban. I personally liked Mark. He was one guy I didn't stick it to. I maybe stuck it to a bunch of other people. But I personally liked him and the way, you know, he wanted the NBA referees to call the game and enforce the rules as they were written in the rule book. But other than the veteran referees hated him. Joe Crawford, Danny Crawford, Bennett Salvatore. They just despised him because he wanted a culture of us really being accountable and after the games doing more work and watching film. And they knew he was responsible for that. And every chance they got, they stuck it to him.
Who plays Bennett Salvatore in the movie? And does he have a good role?
Bennett Salvatore is not in the movie at all. He's not in anything to do with it. You know, the main characters are Tommy Martino, myself and Batista and Tommy had a girlfriend at the time, Lindsay Morgan, is playing her, and she's involved in it. But none of the other referees really are involved.
Is there like a David Stern character or anything like that, or there, it's just you guys?
It's just us and really what we did and how we did it. They couldn't find anybody who was ugly and fat and arrogant to play him, so they left his role out.
Oh! Shots fired. Okay, so let's develop. Let's pursue that a little bit. Okay, so shots fired at former NBA Commissioner David Stern.
I believe shots were fired.
You're not a fan?
No, because, you know, I think he could have handled this whole scandal much differently than what he did. When he stands up and he says in front of the world that legal gambling as an NBA referee will cost you your job, illegal gambling will cost you your freedom, and then finds out 55 out of 58 referees gambled consistently and doesn't do anything about it and just tries to paint me as the one bad apple of the bunch, you know, it left a sour taste in my mouth when I really wanted to sit down with him and discuss what I did and how I did it and help them make some changes. And, you know, with that being said, you know, Michael Francisi, who was a captain in the Colombo crime family, said that he had three NBA referees on his personal payroll in the 1990s, and none of them were named Tim Donaghy. So it wasn't just me. It wasn't an isolated incident with me. There were other referees doing it, but he just went out of his way to paint me as the bad apple of the bunch and kind of really put the screws to me, and I had to pay restitution back to the NBA, hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, because of this whole thing, and really acted like nothing was wrong in how he was conducting business, dictating and training the referees during some of these playoff series, and it really left a sour taste in my mouth.
Are you, we're talking to Tim Donaghy here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. If you just tuned in, he's got a movie coming out November 1st called Inside Game, which is kind of his story. So how many, when you watch games, do you think things have been changed radically? Are there still bad apples out there? What's your perception of what's going on?
You know, I still see the star treatment that takes place. I still see that they ignore traveling violations. There's a video clip out there on YouTube where, you know, you see people taking 5 and 6 steps, picking the ball up from half court, and the NBA throws out this facade of the gather and the Euro step, and there's always some type of BS to protect what these players are doing. And the bottom line is there's a rule in the rule book, and, you know, it's the same whether you're in high school, college, or the NBA, but yet they try to throw in all this stuff about the gathering, the Euro step.
Well, hold on, though, Tim, but that's not like an agenda like, hey, this dude's gambling on games. That's like, hey, let's let this slide for the product. I'm talking about, do you ever watch a game and go, that guy's got money on this thing?
Yeah, no, and I don't want to say that any of them do because I don't know. I'm on the outside looking in. Do I see a lot of strange and unusual things still take place in the NBA? Absolutely. But, you know, can I say that any of the referees are doing what I did? You know, I can at this time.
All right, Tim Donaghy on the Ben and Skin Show said he spent 15 months in federal prison. Man, I'm scared of sharks and spiders. I'm scared of heights, dangling, but probably more than anything, I'm scared of prison. And whenever I tell people that, they're like, well, just don't do anything to go to prison. And why do you have to be scared of that? But whatever. I could get falsely accused. Anything could happen. In your case, going to prison, was it just like the movies? Was it horrific? What was that experience like?
Horrific. When you talk about going in there and having the label across every news station when you're going into jail that you were a cooperating witness for the government against people associated with organized crime, that created a major problem for me. I was attacked in prison. Somebody hit me with a paint rolling pole, did damage to my knee. I've had 2 operations to try to alleviate that pain. And, you know, it's just something that I have to live with and deal with that I have that label because of the poor choices that I made. And it comes across great in the movie, and it's portrayed great by the 3 actors involved. And unfortunately, I made some poor decisions, and the effects on my family were tragic, and it plays out great in the movie, and it's a message for everybody.
Is your how is your relationship with your family from, and I'm, I don't know if you're still married or kids or whatever, but how is all that now?
You know, somebody asked me, was there any good that came from this whole gambling scandal? And I said, one of the good things was is I ended up divorced. And they got the biggest kick out of that. But really, on a serious note, a lot of the proceeds from Tommy Martino's book, which is also named Inside Game, are going to a school outside of Springfield, Pennsylvania, for mentally challenged young boys in that area that are physically and mentally challenged. So, you know, good things are coming from this movie and Tommy's new book that's out. It's in its second printing. So, you know, we're starting to see the light of the tunnel from taking a lot of poor hits in the media to something that's really going to be portrayed now as something people can learn from.
And again, for me, more than anything, I just like to go back and have the league go ahead and reward award the Mavericks that championship from 2006. That
we got two!
They unrightfully stole from the Mavericks, and Dwayne Wade needs to quit celebrating it. He shot 70,000 free throws.
And not only that, how about the Sacramento Kings in 2002 with Dick Bavetta refereeing that famous Game 6 and saying he was the NBA's go-to guy that was put on Game 6s to make sure they went to a Game 7. Sacramento should have a ring on their finger. And of course, you never can forget the interview with David Stern where somebody said to him, you know, what's your ideal matchup in the NBA Finals? And his response was the Lakers versus the Lakers. So that shows you where his mindset was and how he wanted to train and program the referees from his highest level on down so that the revenue for the league was great and got global attention.
All right, so the movie, is it in theaters? Is it on the Netflix, the Amazons? How are we going to see this movie, Tim?
It's in 30 NBA cities across the country, and once it opens up November 1st, you know, I think it's going to expand to some other smaller cities, but you can go to Inside Game Movie and see if it's in a local theater near you and grab some tickets. And I really expect this thing to take off and portray a good message out there, and we're really excited about it.
Hey, appreciate the time, man, and let's keep it on the straight and narrow. Don't want you going back in the big house, all right, my friend?
Oh, trust me, I don't want to go back in the big house either.
All right, thanks for your time, Tim. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, so
why would they invite him to the White House?
The big house.
Oh.
I'm talking about Shawshank.
Okay.
I want to say this. KT, thank you for booking him.
Mm-hmm.
KT and
thanks
Skin.
To Chip
and
for making that happen.
Skin, thank you for indulging me.
No, it's good. I like
because I want to give you the ability to distance from that insanity.
That's okay.
Like, this is a guy who just got out of prison. Now they're making a movie about him. He's pushing it. For me, all I cared about is my personal axe to grind with the 2006 finals when I think the Mavs got screwed.
They did.
Now, is that a credible source? Absolutely not. But is it a source that's saying what I want him to say? Hell yes, it is. So thank you for indulging me with that, Skin. I know that's
congrats
crazy.
Congrats on having a source.
I wanted to know. I didn't know what Eric Mabius had been doing, so it was good to get reconnected with that.
Mike Francisi.
It was weird they said that that Will Sasso was going to go get an Academy Award for this. I was like, man, I don't know. The Joker and then Pattinson and The Lighthouse. It's going to be tough.
What is
tough
that?
Year. The Lighthouse, so it's going to be it's a black and white film.
Oh.
And it looks really great.
Is it like racial tension?
No, it's like two sailors out there and they're just kind of drunk and they're going through wild stuff. It looks amazing.
It's a gay story?
No. No, what I would say though is when I got an email from Chip. Chip is one of the best, publicists in the nation. I mean,
you've
he's the guy
that.
Who hooked us up at the Super Bowl years back with Jennifer Garner.
Mm-hmm.
And, he was the one handling Costner that year.
You hooked up with him at a Super Bowl?
No. He sent me an email.
No, he hooked up with Jennifer Garner.
He got us Ryan Reynolds.
Wow. Yeah, oh, Ryan Reynolds was great. Very handsome.
So whenever I get an email.
Shockingly handsome in person.
And he got us the guy who played
Jeff Goldblum.
James Bond.
The guy who played Rudy in the movie.
Oh, yeah. The Rudy
guy.
Rudy.
Aston. And he was in Stranger Things, too.
Aston.
The great Aspen.
So when he had Tim Donaghy, at first I went, man, normally when I see Tim Donaghy headlines, my mind just kind of glazes over. Like
I've actually got a firewall up.
But I was like, it's Chip, so it's got to be credible because it's Chip.
Chip. Yeah.
So we hooked it up, and there. So I thought it was good. I thought I really liked when he called David Stern a fat, arrogant person.
It's pretty awesome.
But again, none of those I would be like.
Did you book David Stern for a follow up?
Well, no, I guess I just wanted to say I wouldn't be like I wouldn't come in a show meeting and be like, hey guys, we got to play this Tim Donaghy cuts.
Dude, he said it's a Wednesday staple.
We're doing it every Wednesday now. Wednesdays with Donaghy inside the federal prison.
That guys, was a dog.
Guys, I still want to talk about my movie. Eric Mabius plays me.
Do you guys know who Eric Mabius is?
No. I looked him up, and I still don't know who he is.
Mabius I do. Mabius I don't. I don't. I looked at picture. He'd been in some, his IMDb, he'd been in some movies that I probably should know, but I don't know who he is.
You know who the star is? Scott Wolf?
Yeah, the Wolf Hunter.
He's the guy from Party of Five.
Oh, is it that guy?
Which is very interesting that Party of Five is rebooting.
Yeah.
So
with a Jugs
Scott
McKenzie.
Wolf's getting back out there again.
It's great to see him again.
And
I missed him for the last 25 years. Guys, let's get Donaghy back on for the next segment.
Chevy, see if you can't get him back on the mix with the G-Bag Nation. Right. Find out where they're at and what they think of the Donaghy Wednesday staple. It's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we'll talk to the G-Bag Nation.
Before we do, want to talk about barbecues.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.